I'm a little unsure.
Of
whether it's happening.
That's okay. In that case, just know that it's so.
Okay.
Just set the intention. And so this is a very good point you raise. Thank you, as always. You always, the two of you always bring such wonderful dimensions to these kinds of exercises and instructions. If you are having trouble discerning, then just be strong in your intention. Many times I just set the intention and I go, you know, I, whatever it is I'm up to, and it doesn't necessarily register until after the fact that in this case they're there and they're with me. I just notice at some point that I feel great, you know. So go ahead and do that, Barb. And what I'm asking you to do is to set the intention of their placement in all the corners of the room and set the intention that you are now filling the room with your heart energy after you've filled yourself up with light. When you've done that, then say ready, please.
Ready.
Great. Okay, so Mary, let's start with you. What did you notice as your before you set the angels in their in the corners and you filled the room up with your heart energy?
I was noticing an anxiety of there's expectations here. Am I going to be able to deliver? And setting, inviting the angels to come in, be a part of this and take their places. And then as they settled in, filling up with light, and my heart was pounding, and then sending the light throughout the room, it was the transition of, it's not anxiety, it's excitement that all of the light is filling the room with your message, and that those who are entering are going to receive the gift that you've been here to sent to deliver.
Right, your message and your mission, both.
Yes, message and mission.
Great. Beautiful. And what happened with the pounding? Was there any modulation in the pounding, or is it still the same, but you just held it in a different context?
And now it's in a different context. It's a lot more ease, and it's the breathing is not labored. It's back a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
My rhythm.
So it's a normal pacing now?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. So that's your technique number two. All right, Barb, how about you? What did you notice before you set the intention of the angels being in the corners who are aligned with your mission and your message? And that they are here to support you in delivering your mission and your message by conditioning the room as best as possible, that those in the room become as aligned with your mission and message as possible. So what were you like before? And I know that you were struggling to see if it was happening, so we do know that. What did you notice before you set the intention, and what did you notice after you set the intention?
some confusion and hopefulness. And after envisioning a smoke, not a bad smoke, but envisioning a smoke or steam filling the room.
Yeah, so you saw that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, there's your clairvoyance. Because
hot stuff.
That's right. Because what color was it, if you noticed, if it had a color?
Golden.
Beautiful. Because you could have seen any number of things. You could have seen nothing. You could have seen little flashing globes of light. You could have seen, like little rockets of light going here and there in the room. You could have seen any number of things. But the fact that you saw that and the fact that you saw something is coming from your intuition. And remember what I said about imagination. Imagination is still the conduit for our intuitive message styles to be brought into our conscious awareness. Right?
Right. Yes.
Okay, so gold star to both of you. Okay.
I want to ask a quick question.
Yes, ma'am.
How would I know if it was ego and mind saying, I must fill this space?
You might what?
My ego and mind saying, you must fill this space with something. Now, what is it?
Well, that's fine.
Oh,
the fact is that you did. Now, and again, your question is very reasonable. The only way to determine what's coming from ego mind and what's coming from higher truth and intuition is how it makes you feel. That's all that we're really able to use as a calibration. If it makes you feel like it's belabored and you're fighting the way you, the generic you, experiences trying to accomplish something, and it's hard work, and it's efforting, and it doesn't feel too great once it arrives anyway, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is more an ego mind manipulation. However, if it makes you feel like you are in a creative zone and that makes you feel like you're able to be in alignment with it, it makes you feel good, it makes you feel that it's part of the experience that you want to have, then it's coming from the higher realms. It may have been initiated by the ego mind, and it was. The ego mind was given the instruction, do this. And then it opens up some portal. And then that's when it gets overlaid with coming from your intuitive mind. Does that make sense?
Yes, I believe so.
When you say I believe so, that always makes me feel like there's more that needs to be explained. So what else is there to what I said that you need a little more clarity?
The act that the ego mind could start it.
Meaning the ego mind is the one that heard me give the instruction.
Okay.
Because we always have our ego mind. It's the ego mind that hears me tell you, please go ahead and do your soul alignment protocol.
Okay. All right.
And these are great questions. You're asking great questions.